Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow,
bow, bow. Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Whoa, Dick, where you at?
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
You can play with numbers, but some numbers you can never change. Numbers 515, 575. 515, 575.
Crazy, right?
515, 575.
That's God's number.
515, 575.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program, 617-779-0985 in the Town Fair Tire Studios. And everyone back for a couple days. And then starting a week from today, everyone's back for the foreseeable future.
Till Christmas.
Yeah. Well, Thanksgiving, which sucks because I go to my father-in-law's house, and that's hardly a vacation. But, yes, a week from today, we all be back. I was in Newport, Rhode Island. It was nice. There is a store. I put two things on Instagram up at Fred Toucher. There is a store that I've been to Newport. I've been going for 10 years. I probably average going 2-3 times a year. And there is a store that is right by the hotel we stay at that is never been opened. And I keep an eye on it. I every time, because I pass it to get into town, I have to pass it. Mm-hmm. And I always look. I have for 10 years looked. It's been in business that entire time. And all it is like dolls and marionettes.
I've seen it. Is it right next to like a cafe?
Yes.
Like, okay, I know
it's
exactly.
Right next to that like Australian breakfast place.
I've stopped by it and I've gone, all right, well, this is.
Have you ever seen it open?
No. It's just the window. Like, there's a bunch of stuff in the windows,
yes.
Right? Yeah, and it's like, well, this is the thing of nightmares.
Right.
Like, I expect them all to come to life. For some reason, when I see that, it's like maybe I saw the Puppet Master when I was a kid and that's always stuck in my head, but they're the thing of nightmares.
Yes, it's these really old dolls.
They look like Lady Elaine.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, from Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Like, their faces are all mangled.
That's not right.
But
that's not right at all.
So there's like two storefront windows. I mean, it's got to be an incredibly valuable property. And in the lower left window, it's just this like old doll from like the 40s. With dead eyes, just dressed up, and then surrounding it are dresses on a clothesline, and then marionettes, like from the 40s or 30s, up on this line. And I don't know if the person bought the place and died.
Well, it's so funny you mention this, because I've had this discussion. I said to my wife one time, I was like, okay, I wonder if there's like an old lady who just flat out owned this spot. And maybe while she was in the back, like, didn't have anybody in her life and just died, and she's still sitting back there. And no one's checked on her or done anything. She's just, like, lying back there. Like,
she's the ultimate she's the ultimate puppet. She's been stuffed.
They came to life and they stuffed her.
But
it's revenge.
It is really weird. It's built, like, businesses that are never open over the course of 10 years, day or night, are always freaky. There was this sandwich place. It finally is no longer there, but it was there. I moved in. I always can tell when I moved into my house because my daughter was born the next day. So it's been a little over 8 years that I've lived in my house. And seven of those, there was Langley Road, there was right by Route 9, but on this essentially residential street, there was an Italian sandwich shop. And I would see it, and I would see it all the time. And so I was walking around one day. It was easy walking distance from my house. I said, you know, I'll get a sandwich over there. And I walk in, and there's like two people with like papers strewn across this like small dining table and the newspapers. And then the only thing that they had that showed that they had a business was a signed Kevin Youkilis picture. And it was one of those places where you go, hey, and they're like upset that you're there. And then they insist, and then you're like, okay, I'm just going to leave. And they insist that they get you something. And you can tell the meat that there's no distribution of meat. Like, this is, this meat very well has been there for about, you know, four years. And so, like, I have to sit there while they make the sandwich, and it takes them forever because they don't know where anything is. After all, the business has only been open for about 20 years. So I just get the sandwich, pay for it, and throw it away.
Yeah.
I mean, these businesses are fascinating to me.
Yeah, for years, I could have sworn that Carl's Sausage Kitchen never opened. Like, I used to drive by it, like, over in Saugus, and I don't know if it was just the time of day that I was driving there, what, but I never saw that place open. And then Dan O'Brien not only came in with a T-shirt one day and swears that that was a place that does regular business. I never saw that place open. Did it have just, like, strange hours, Dan? Was it only open, like, on Sundays between, like, 1 and 2 p.m.?
The times that I've been there, it's been open. But, yeah, I'm surprised when you would go by during the day. But there are places like that. There's a pizza shop that just only makes as much pizza. And they open at 11, and by 1:30, they're closed.
Yeah, but they do that to be, like, cute.
Yeah.
They do that to be, like...
How do you run out of pizza?
It creates a line.
You know, that's not like those places, like, you know, you hear about that famous restaurant in Austin where everyone lines up and they're out of barbecue by 11.
Franklin,
like,
Barbecue.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you hear stories about places like
that. You seen the guy that runs that? Yeah. I'm going to punch him in the face.
Why?
Oh, he's like this hipster guy.
Oh, is he? Okay. Okay. Right.
Like, it's...
See, I imagine him a Willie Nelson looking guy.
No,
okay, all right.
Like a younger... He looks like that Bobby Bones guy. Like, glasses and... You know, like, he's like a hipster.
Sure, I understand. But, I mean, but a pizza place, like barbecue, I understand that you just have just so much brisket that's cooked and you're just out for the day. But, I mean, how do you run out of pizza ingredients?
Well, they're doing it to, you know, be cute. Like, they're doing it because...
It causes people to talk. Oh, you got to get there before they run out. And
Rucker brought that in one day, and it's like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like, fine, run out every day as far as I'm concerned. Mighty Subs in Needham. Is another place that
I've
never...
There.
Now, have you ate there?
No.
Have you ever seen it open?
No. I have not. I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in the area. I know exactly where it is. I've never seen it open. That's a very good call. It's true.
Lockhart eats there?
Really?
You need him? No. How, what's the ratio of it being open and it being non-open?
Hold on.
Because...
I've actually never seen it not open.
Really?
Oh, when I go by there, but I was like working, you know, in the area.
It's like by Acapulco's, that Mexican restaurant, Mighty Subs. It's on Needham Street.
I can't. What's that?
The Mighty Subs. It's on Needham Street.
Right. Yeah. It's right by the highway. On
yeah.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You've seen it open.
Yeah, I've eaten there a bunch of times. They
really?
Gigantic subs.
All right, okay. You're a better man than I.
Imagine if you were running a front. And someone actually came in and tried to buy one of your, like, sandwiches.
Well, see, I got a vibe that place that I went to with the Euclid sign picture was not in the business of really making sandwiches.
See, that's the first thing I thought of when you were talking about the Marionette store in Newport. That's the first thing I thought of. Why can't that be a front for something?
A front for something very unsavory.
they're doing an awful job. Like, if you have a front, you have to at least open. Or just, like, turn lights on or
Nicholas,
something.
Nicholas, the phones are ringing.
Well, honestly, if you're doing a front, doesn't it have to be, and this is just from me watching Breaking Bad, and you know, doesn't there have to be some sort of accountability where someone can show up and go, all right, this seems to be a legitimate business. Now, it might not be a very good business. They might put things in front to kind of scare you away, maybe not clean the windows and make it look disgusting, but it has to be open at least, right?
Who says? I mean, if you're going to do a front business, that's something that you and I have both noticed. That's not a good front business.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You're making my point. By the way, a ton of people are saying that Mighty Subs rules.
Okay. I always want to go there, but it's never open when I'm there.
I've had the same luck.
They say they close at like 4 p.m. every day.
Maybe that's the problem.
That's ingenious. Okay. They should close at 4. Why would you close at 4? Especially when you're right by the freeway.
They're a lunch place, I guess.
People eat subs past 4.
Sure. I mean, you're literally...
D'Angelo's is in business for a reason.
I mean, you're literally right by the freeway.
But it was opened by someone who doesn't want to work at night.
All D'Angelo's closed at 4.
Well, listen, they just don't want to work at night. They're like, all right, 4's enough for me. I'm good.
Fred, yeah. I Googled just Marionette Store in Newport, Rhode Island. A place comes up and it says hours of operation. On Sunday, it says by appointment or by chance.
Okay. Knock on the door
on their website by chance.
Yeah, Mighty Subs seems like the best. Seems like something I would enjoy. I've made the trek to Mighty Subs only to be shunned.
Okay, I think I found it. Oh yeah, that is some scary stuff. Oh, I found that place. Yeah, if you click on the contact,
they have a webpage.
Yep, it looks like it. This is the place. Ooh, and even the pictures look like they're made from, like, a crime scene. Like, the lighting's all bad. I mean, it honestly looks like there's, like, someone's using a really bright flash, like, in every photo, and it just looks like there's crap in the background in, like, Tupperware baskets.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, by chance. That's when they're open. By chance.
All right. The Red Sox played last evening. I imagine we will discuss that. There's many, many theories on Tom Brady, including that he grandstands, and this is a little bit annoying now. He better retire, and he's not going to.
No. Well, he's not going to announce
no.
it today.
No, but he better retire at the end of the year with all this stuff.
Well, this is all just him trying to make TB12 seem to be more of a miracle cure.
Yes.
Is that it's like, oh, I don't know if I can do it anymore. Ah, oh, this is age is getting to me. And then all of a sudden he's going to have an unbelievable season and he's going to be able to point back and go, look, or maybe look at me at the beginning of the season. Look at how well I did TB12.
Maybe he is covering his bases if he doesn't have a very good season.
He's having trouble working out, and then some resistance band work on the beach has revitalized him, and away we go.
Yeah, well, good for him. This is you cry wolf enough and that's on you.
We will be right back. We will have all that for you.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, what is going on?
Well, what happened last night is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Enjoy a large or extra-large Dunkin' coffee for a chance to win great prizes today. No purchase necessary, 13+. Ends October 15th or while supplies last. For game piece and official rules, visit sippeelwin.com. Well, it's nice to see the good Rick Porcello back.
He's going to knock that one into right field. Marquez will scoop it up. Porcello's got a base hit. He has 3 hits this season. Showing he can swing the bat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is Nesson. And when Porcello decides to play well, thank goodness he seems to do it against the league's best teams. He allows just 1 run on 2 hits in 5 innings in the Red Sox 5-1 win against the Braves yesterday. This is Rick's first win since August 14th. And he was Captain Stat, statting up the stat sheet all over the stat place yesterday, John, where he singled and scored the first run, piling the stats. But unfortunately, Rick was delivering stats.
Stuffing the stat box.
Bad ones on another side of the ball.
Yeah, he threw 100 pitches to get through 5.
We got hit in the helmet.
It was a slider. That doesn't make it feel any better.
Yeah, that was kind of gross. Rick Porcello went up and in right there on Dansby Swanson. He gets hit right in the helmet, leaves the game, but did so under his own power. I think they're saying he's day-to-day. The lone break being that this was only an 85-mile-per-hour slider and not a skull-breaking fastball, but that didn't look too pleasant. But 4 pitchers later, the Red Sox finished the night 1 game away from a sweep. Here is Rick Porcello afterwards.
I think the pitch count running up was a result of trying to stay out of the middle of the plate. You know, not trying to pitch to contact. We're trying to get swing and misses and keep the ball in the ballpark. So it is what it is. Every starting pitcher wants to go 7-8 innings, pitch deep in the game. But first and foremost, trying to prevent runs from scoring. And if it takes more pitches that night, then that's what it takes.
Were there 15 different pitchers over the last 2 days? Over the last 2 games?
Sox had, 7 or 8 of them last 2 nights ago?
Yeah, it was... It was either 8 or
For some reason, I thought it was 9, but I know it was a ridiculous amount because...
Yeah, two nights ago, let's see, 6 for Atlanta, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 for the Red Sox.
Okay.
So that's 14, that's 14 pitchers two nights ago.
Sure.
And the Sox had 4 relievers last night.
Yep.
So but recipe for success.
Expanded rosters, ladies and gentlemen. Expanded rosters, and get ready because Alex Cora said after the game last night, he's going to sit a lot of players down with an off day coming up tomorrow.
Well,
so I think we'll have something akin to a spring training lineup for the Red Sox today in Atlanta.
Well, speaking of that starting rotation, it looks like Chris Sale is going to be back sooner rather than later, according to Alex Cora.
Are you any closer on a day for Chris as the opener?
No. Maybe he'll throw another bullpen this weekend, and then we go from there.
All right. So we get a nooner today, first pitch just after 12, and then they head home to get ready to start another big boy series against the Astros starting on Friday. So joy and fun for everyone. So,
yeah, Price is back this weekend. That's good news. Sale is back early next week, it looks like. That's good news. I have never seen the Red Sox win 100 games in my lifetime. They have 96, and there are still 22 games left. It really is amazing how they're piling up victories. And it's just team after team kind of falls down in front of them. It's amazing.
Just because it'd be really funny, I hope that they lose the next 19.
Really?
Just so you're sitting there and you're freaking out over whether or not they're going to finish off.
If they once they win 100, what's John left to do in life?
That's right.
Then it just, it's all meaningless.
I've touched the sun.
Pretty much your bucket list is complete.
It's all over.
Well, we are now 4 days from actual Patriots football, and the one guy who seems to be super-duper awesomely jacked to be awesome and super-duper is the great Rob Gronkowski. He spoke to the media for the first time since his super awesome contract restructuring, which was just basically super awesome incentives. And he was definitely jacked about the whole thing.
I mean, I'm super satisfied with my situation. And I mean, if I wasn't, then I would try and pull a move like they do, which works out.
Yeah.
Get rewarded for holding out.
Well said.
What?
But I'm not frustrated at all or anything. I mean, I'm super satisfied and just ready to go, ready to play.
Super.
It's my main focus.
Because if he wasn't, he would do what they did.
Yeah. It worked out well for Le'Veon Bell. He got that big raise he wanted, right? Steelers came right across the table and handed him all the money he wanted.
What's the deal with him anyway? Like, did something break last night or is it still? Because
no.
I know that
he's
Tomlin is saying that they're basically ignoring him right now.
Yeah, he'll show up.
Huh.
He'll show up at some point. I mean, they offered him a ton of money. He's not going to make any more money. He's a running back.
Is Lockhart in there?
Okay. Yeah, there's a clear line where you have to show up or you don't get a year counted towards
right.
your service.
And so then he wouldn't have to come back and play.
I think it's 8 weeks. So, I mean, you have to show up eventually.
Right.
Just all of this is just grandstanding.
Yes. And then so if he and if I'm the Steelers, I say, then excellent. Don't play. And then we'll see you next year.
That's right.
And if you don't want to play next year, we'll see you the year after that. And then you'll be 28.
Yeah. And just about at the end of your usefulness.
Yeah, and good for you.
Yeah.
You've turned down and lost all that money. So congratulations. You have not a leg to stand on.
If you have the second pick in your draft, do you take him?
I had a guy in my draft. They took him number one last night.
They took him number over Todd Gurley?
Yeah.
Do not start getting into this.
No. What's we're
that?
Done.
No, that's that it. But that's an interesting question because who knows what he's going to do. And apparently everyone's being a dick to everyone with the Steelers right now. Nobody's talking. And I know that, what's his name? Who's the guy with the big eyes? The coach.
Tomlin.
Yeah, Tomlin. That's right. He always looks surprised and incredulous. He is basically saying we're not going to talk about him. So let's just forget about all of it. Seeing that it's the biggest story going on.
Well,
with
Pouncey
right
talked about it and he said it's no big deal because he did the exact same thing last year. And he was the best back in the NFL. So
not this late, though. Like, how late did he?
I think
no,
it was
right
this
around
late.
Now. I mean, technically, I think he was in before the Wednesday, before the first game. But this is what Bell does.
Yeah.
This is about right. And none of the players I heard yesterday seemed worried at all. They're like, he'll be here.
Yeah.
You know, he's missing. Basically, reading between the lines is like, if I had the power that he has, I'd do the exact same thing.
I'd miss all this crap, too.
I'd miss all the offseason workouts. I'd miss all the practices. I'd show up and start playing.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect.
Well, yeah. Gronk was also asked about what he thought of Jalen Ramsey's assertion that Rob isn't as great as people think he is. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, we got the Houston Texans this week.
Yeah.
That would just be another time and place to talk about. But
you got
as
a week.
Of right now, just really focus on the Texans and just worrying about their players and their defense. And that's all.
All right, so the minute that game ends.
That's right. Possibly. So next week, we can ask you all these questions over again.
Next week, too. So.
That's what he just said. So what about next week? He goes, yeah, next week we'll talk about it.
And I'll be right here holding a press conference for you.
Yes. Yes. Yep. He was super jacked.
Yep. Super awesome, super jacked. Some people who might not be super awesomely jacked, the opposite of that, as a matter of fact, are Patriots fans who watched the ominous trailer for Tom Brady's latest surprise installment of his documentary, Tom vs. Time. I don't really blame them after hearing this.
I mean, when I look at probably the last 6 months, it's been the first time where I've taken a little break. If I'm going to do something at this point, it's going to be because I enjoy it. It's going to be hard to do. I think it's going to be very hard to do.
By the way, that is a 30-second trailer for a 5-minute segment.
Which... Yeah, and I like that he was jet skiing, which you could do, like, on Crystal Lake. He was jet skiing in Qatar.
Yeah.
Or Qatar, or whatever the hell the name
is. I believe it's Qatar, yes.
I think it's Qatar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he was there in Qatar. Like, why?
Well, he had a... I know why he's
there. I know,
there.
But why is the whole family there and you're jet skiing around?
Well, family travels together. It's a togetherness type of thing.
I thought it was a very bougie thing to do. He better retire. If he doesn't retire, then why would you listen to anything he has to say anymore?
Well, that's why he's doing it. It's just to make TB12 more valuable.
You know what this makes him? And I hesitate to say this because it was really bad and we were talking about it at the time. He's zeroing in on Brett Favre territory.
Yep.
He's zeroing in on Brett Favre. Will I retire? Will I not retire? Now, Favre had different motivations.
But Favre actually retired.
I know, but he did and then he didn't. And it was a constant thing. People were camped out on his lawn.
He had a press conference.
Yeah, but he also, in, as much as I didn't like Brett Favre and I don't excuse his behavior, he didn't make masturbatory videos about himself.
Well, I also think that this video is a way of fighting the backlash that he's gotten for not showing up at these OTAs. I think that what this video is going to show is, look, while you thought I was slacking off, here I am on the beach with another hunk, Mr. Julian Edelman, and we're throwing it around. Here I am in the weight room, rocking the weights, pulling the resistance bands. I was working hard in my own way.
Who knew? Well, everyone assumed you were doing nothing.
But,
so.
but you don't think that there's a little bit of that to it?
He should retire. If he said that he's making this big thing, he should announce that he's retiring.
And if Favre had been advised correctly, he would have done the exact same thing.
Social media
was as big. I don't think it was. I'm trying to remember back now. Was it nearly as big then as it is now?
No. But
I think if Favre had been advised correctly, he would have released videos of him throwing the old pigskin on the back 40.
What Favre did is similar to what Tom Brady appears to be doing, but it was not as subtle.
No, well, Favre was an ass to Aaron Rodgers. Remember how they
take that out of it.
We're
not talking about that.
No, this is him sobbing at the stand and saying he was retiring, and then ultimately just to come back. So Favre handled things terribly, but Brady's reaching that territory.
Well, by the way, last night Tom Brady, being one who likes to get a little crazy, he had an online watching party last night. Over on his Facebook Live channel. But not for the new episode, but for an episode that aired like months ago, episode 2.
He picked the one in the middle.
Picked
the low one leading up to this?
It's his favorite one. This is the one where he's just palling around.
Hey, gang. Everyone get on the book.
Episode 2.
By the way, I looked all over for any kind of information about what happened during this crazy online watching party where, there were no rules. You can show up how you want to. Come as you are.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem.
That's what they say. And did anybody participate in this last night? Did anybody go to his Facebook and watch him and the Chopper guy sit and watch an episode you've all already seen before? Because I imagine it's very Schwarzenegger-like. Yeah, here's the part where I'm not working out and...
Here's the part where he's rubbing my leg and you'll see my leg go crazy and me moan in glee. Yeah, you got to. Don't you think once you put something up like that, you got to retire? At the end of it, you got to go. This is my last year.
Did anybody did anybody participate in this? There's got to be somebody. 617-779-0985. What happened? Like, what could possibly have happened during a watching party, which is what it was called, an actual party? Like, did they have cool party hats on and blowers?
How many streamers were used? They have those little champagne bottles that boop, and then they have the streamers come out. All right, Rich, what else do we got?
Well, there is more people speaking out about the whole Nike situation, which is just fantastic. If you want to watch...
A lot of people going out on a limb.
a lot of people purchasing merchandise and then burning it. You see, that's not really how you protest something.
You have to hand it to Big and Rich for really alienating their audience with what they're what they're up to. I mean, it's like the Dixie Chicks criticizing President Bush. Well, I mean,
our fearless leader does it all the time. You play to your base, man. That's what you do.
I just saw the Big and Rich thing, and I'm just like, this is awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what's great is all of a sudden a lot of these people who had to comment yesterday are having their pockets lined by Nike because they're a sponsor, and sometimes they rent space in a building that you own, but, and it's funny how quickly your morals and love of America get thrown out of the window. Your quote-unquote love of America when your pockets are getting lined.
But also, you might not have the knowledge that that building is that store is no longer in existence.
So that's pretty great, too.
All right, here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 and 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the Patriots season home opener against the Houston Texans this Sunday afternoon at Gillette Stadium. That's tomorrow morning at 7:30 and 9:30.
Well, it looks like the world has been set on fire, or at least people's shoes, ever since it was announced that Nike is using as their face of the 30th anniversary of the Just Do It campaign Colin Kaepernick, which is going to be pretty hysterical, to be quite honest. I mean, if you're Nike and you bought any sort of ad time during Sunday's football roster, like the Thursday night football, the kickoff game, anything like that, just get ready for more and more viral videos of people cutting the logos off of their socks and holding them in their hands and tweeting it out to the world. Or people who, instead of donating their food, or their shoes, rather, to the homeless veterans that they seem to care so much about, just destroying their shoes instead. Now, the best thing about all this is that because this is Nike's a massive sponsor of the NFL, you have all of these owners who are going to have to respond to it. And you're going to have, you know, people on the field who are going to be protesting one way or the other. This was a dead issue at the end of last season. And now you have every owner who's going to have to be asked about it. And you know how, like, diehard everyone's been on this whole issue about, especially Jerry Jones. He was the one guy, more than anything, I wanted to hear what he had to say. And Jerry Jones, yesterday during an interview, said this.
Any thoughts on this with Nike's relationship with the league and what a big story this is today for the NFL and sports in general?
Yeah. First of all, I do have tremendous respect for Nike as a company and for Phil Knight and everything they've meant to sports. So I do have a lot of respect for that. And because I'm in court, I'm being sued individually as well as a team. This is litigation, and I'm not going to be able to comment on it.
Okay, so he kind of found the perfect out on this.
Right.
He found the perfect way to get out of answering that question. And I thought of anybody, he was going to be woo, but hasn't that been going on for a little while now?
What, him being
sued? Yeah, like this whole, I mean, I know that it just got a next level of it, like this is going to be able to proceed.
Oh, yeah, but this has been
like since April, I think, right?
Yeah, they've been trying to get permission to sue, and the courts have said that it is something that can go through now.
And just once again, now that you hear these people speak and they have to speak against a company that has lined their pockets for all of these years, and then you had the president. And to be quite honest, at first I was shocked that he hadn't tweeted anything, and now I know why. So the president was asked about it. And one thing that he truly believes is that in one of his towers, there is a Nike town. However, that store has since closed and is no longer paying rent, but that doesn't keep him from saying, when addressing the situation, Nike's a tenant of mine. They pay a lot of rent. So what do you think happened after that? This is a guy that once again called players who kneeled sons of bitches. The guy who just he's been tweeting about it constantly. He said that these players should be suspended. And here was what his response was. He says, I think it's a terrible message that they're sending out and the purpose of them doing it. But maybe there's a reason for them doing it. But I think as far as sending a message, I think it's a terrible message. A message should be sent. There's no reason for it. Now, as much as I disagree with Colin Kaepernick's endorsement, in another way, I mean, it is what this country is all about, that you have certain freedoms to do things that other people think you shouldn't do. But personally, I'm on a different side of it. That sounds like a completely different attitude that he had when it didn't affect what he believed was his bottom line. And as Fred said, what makes this so much more funny is that the Nike Town is no longer in his building. It's been closed for a while.
Right. They're paying no rent.
they're paying no rent. So now you have these people who've been, and once, oh, this is a company that's giving us cash. Maybe not too much of a problem. Maybe I wouldn't say anything bad about it.
The funniest one was the big and rich guys, because what a bold statement you're making to your base, your fan base. I mean, you are really on the cusp there. And when they cut our sound man just cut the swoosh off his socks. Yeah, for Marine, get ready, Nike, multiply that by millions.
The tops of his socks.
Yeah,
for
like,
the camera.
Oh my God. This is burning bronze. This is insanity. Then the people get back in China. It's the fact that I have to explain that most of us own Nike products prior to this revelation that Mr. Pig Socks Colin Kaepernick is now the poster man. Let me know you're smoking too much and probably living in your parents' basement.
Well, this is great, too, because this is from just some guy, and this thing went viral. He's been burning his shoes.
I'm going to enjoy. Hell, I might buy some Adidas.
Oh, no.
You know how many other sneakers there are to buy?
A lot.
To choose from? You're going to go ahead and say, hey, buy them our shoes. We stand with people who kneel for the national anthem. Well, sorry, Nike. I've been buying you for the past 20-plus years. Not anymore. Not only am I burning my favorite pair of Nikes, you are burning your sales. Have a good day.
All right.
Well, that was a tough message.
Get behind me, folks. I'm starting a revolution.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, it was time for a charismatic, bold speaker to come out. And you're burning your favorite pair of Nikes?
Mm-hmm.
That is insanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost as bad as John Rich. His sound guy cut off the swooshes.
How much money did Nike lose yesterday? I'm just wondering.
The stock did go down, but it's like relatability or whatever it is.
It was like 2%,
like
right? Up.
Sure. But it went down a little bit. But I mean,
yeah, all these YouTube people making a major dent in the bottom line.
Don't think for a second that Nike is doing all of this because they just 100% believe in the cause. This has been months and months and years of research to figure out whether it's profitable to be in the Colin Kaepernick
business.
Sure,
Kaepernick's a vehicle. No, I understand.
And so this
and if it and if it appeals to their major demos and and now everyone is talking about Nike. So and Nike is playing to a base, just like everyone else is.
But
when these country bands say I'm burning them. Oh no, really? Your fan base all wants you to do that. You might as well just say, and then while you're at it, buy our album. Look at us. We're terrible.
Okay, so there's one guy who tweeted a picture of his two Nikes sitting in the middle of his den, like on the carpet, in front of what looks like a door that leads to the kitchen. And he's pointing an AK-47 at it, which I think would be wildly irresponsible to fire that indoors, especially when it's such a nice kitchen. And wildly illegal, I think. Yeah. I don't think you can dislodge a firearm inside your house, can you?
I think it was more symbolic that he was going to, you know.
It's not a very good symbol. It's not realistic.
Well, he didn't want to bring the AK-47 outside in the courtyard. There could be kids playing.
Oh, there was a fake article that was going around the old Facebook yesterday that was the University of Alabama has said no more Nike for us. And if you looked at it, it was like CBSnews.newsus. Hell yeah. Because somebody was so brilliant. They said, all right, where are we going to get the most clicks? And if a team like got rid of it, it would be in the South. So they picked University of Alabama, made a fake article, and they probably got a zillion hits yesterday.
John Rich again saying, I'm owned. He's replying to someone. Nah, just saying what millions of us think. The difference is I don't care about the firestorm. You're really setting you up for a firestorm there, hillbilly. Like, literally every one of your fans is on the side of what you're saying. Oh, no, the firestorm. If you don't think he's doing that to sell records, then I I have some property I'd like you to buy.
There's a guy who's cutting his Nike, like, biking shorts. So it's like, basically, he's turning him almost into, like, raggy-looking jorts at the bottom.
No, and the whole reason for putting that on the internet is that, you know, people say that you're great, and they tell you how wonderful you are. That's the entire thing behind it, is that you want people to tell you how wonderful you are.
We should invite
you're not overly creative. I mean, all you're doing is cutting your shorts while they're on you.
Yeah, I would make sure they're off first.
But, I mean, all they want is people to say how what heroes they are for cutting stupid socks. God, that Big and Rich thing when he cut his. And then we're going to burn them. Everyone is uses everything to sell what they play to their base, and they're trying to sell something. It's easy. Very easy to do. All right, we will return in just a moment.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Jimmy, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing this morning?
Hey.
Good. I just wanted to call in about this whole Colin Kaepernick thing and everything that's been going on. Number one, Colin Kaepernick is like the Joy Behar of the NFL and just needs to stop and go away. Number two, like in 2012, we were all good with each other, and then all of a sudden overnight, everybody had a cause. Somewhere right now, there is a group of people that are just offended by flashlights. And it needs to stop because I just want to watch football, and that's it.
What did I see that people were offended by yesterday? Oh, the Beckhams were on the cover of English Vogue.
Yep.
And they were with their kids, and their kids had water guns, like Nerf ones.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They were water guns. And people were crapping all over them and saying that you can't have guns and it's violence even though it's a water gun. I mean, Jesus.
Well, on top of that, you know, Jimmy, listen, I understand why these guys are protesting, and it's obviously a very worthy cause. However, it was done. Like, everything was done and over with, but you realize, Jimmy, that there's people who don't want this to go away. They brought it back. Like, the president started tweeting about it, and the owners started talking about it. And do you remember the playoffs last year? Like, there was, I don't think one person kneeled during the playoffs. So all of this was done and over with. Yet there are certain people who keep bringing it back.
Everybody at that point was like, win. It's time to win now.
Well, I think also because all the people who were protesting had made their statement, and they were satisfied with the statement that they had made, and it was done and over with. But there are people who don't want this to die, and I'm with you, Jimmy. I mean, I've got no problem with people protesting. Once again, that's their right. It's First Amendment. You're American. You can do it, and obviously it's a worthy cause. However, there are some people who are feigning that they want it to end who are continuously bringing that up because and adding more fuel to the fire.
They're using it as a power move.
They're using it to keep them where they are. They're using it as either political collateral or they're using it.
They don't give a crap about who kneels and who doesn't.
Do you think Big and Rich care who... The Big and Rich thing is just great.
It is pretty fun.
If you buy that they care at all about any of it...
Hey, where's Big and Rich? Like, I was asking to John this yesterday. They're still a thing?
Yeah.
Like, I know that there was they had one hit.
Other hits after Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy?
Okay.
I do know that song.
Right. Yeah. But how many hits after that?
So they're talking about.
Not the biggest country music.
They're saying
fan.
About Save the Horse, Bang Me.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is.
Ride a Cowboy. Woo!
I actually know their follow up single.
And do you?
I Play Chicken with the Train. Not a very good song.
Okay.
So what is that? They run at the train?
He's gutsy. He plays chicken with the train. And then from that spawned you know how kind of like Uncle Cracker left Kid Rock?
Yes.
There was Cowboy Troy, who was the rapping cowboy, and he went and made a rapping cowboy album.
Yeah, we were on the beach in Newport, and there were these, like, guys, and they were playing what is now considered country music, and it's just, like, really bad rap with Southern accents.
It's true, and there's even, like, auto-tune. And you're like, what's going on here?
Country music has auto-tune now?
Oh, yeah, tons of it.
Like, that mumble rap, yeah, they, like, do the...
Oh, great.
Yeah, they've just... they've kind of picked and choosed what to steal and have decided to ride that wave.
The good news is that, like, for a while, that was all there was. But now at least you got, like, a guy like Chris Stapleton coming in and going, well, all right, all you guys suck.
There's plenty of country artists that I like.
No, but I'm talking about, like, a hit. Like, he is a star now. There's at least a legitimate star out there who's writing, like, real country music. And you're right, it's not regurgitated rap songs.
I was like, what the hell is this? And I said, oh, this is what's country music now.
Yes, Dan.
Just real quick, going through their website, their next five shows. They're in Memphis, Tennessee, but then they're in Martin, Tennessee at the Soybean Festival on Friday night. I'm not kidding. Then they go to Odessa, Texas, Oklahoma City.
Is it Odessa where Friday Night Lights was set?
Yeah. Topeka, Kansas.
Midland, Permian is? Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, yes, they're really struggling, and this is the way that they're trying to fill it. I can't believe people aren't more cynical about these things.
As the words came out of my mouth, I kind of now want to hear what Cowboy Troy, the rapping cowboy, sounds like. Now I got to hear this.
Well, let's play a game later in the show if someone can do this. Go to every, like, butt country artist.
It is butt country. It is.
Yeah, go to, like, every butt country artist Twitter page and see their fake-ass fake-ass outrage about what's going on.
I play Chicken with a Train, might actually be a Cowboy Troy song. I don't know why I know this.
Big and Rich, Cowboy Troy, famous because he was the first, like, black rapper guy that was in a band?
Like, because he was the rapping cowboy, and he was with Big and Rich. And Big Rich, for a minute, were big.
Yeah, they ride a horse.
All right, turn this up. Dan, can you turn this up? This is Cowboy Troy. He calls it hick hop.
Country music.
I play chicken with the train, play chicken with the train. You know that I play chicken with the train.
Just open it right with that chorus, baby.
Train.
All right, give me a little rapping cowboy. Let's go. Here he is.
Yeah, hold him up. Here we go. All the hicks and chicks feel the boom. Big black train coming round the bend.
It's nice that Mr. Winslow from Family Matters could come out and rap for the people.
You done fell and bumped your head. Uh-huh, that's what they said.
Oh, no. Now, that's it. No. Okay, you bumped your head. Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
That's what you said.
Yeah, you can't rhyme head and said.
This guy's got skills.
All right. I'm big and black, clickety-clack. All right. There'll be no commercials here, just the headlines, and then we'll talk about Hard Knocks.
Studio, the Sports Hub, the home of the New England Patriots. 98.5, the Sports Hub, WBZ FM HD, Boston, Beasley Media Group Station.